local news. Tom Lisitz, WRJN. You ever get bored at work? All right. Here are a few productive things you can actually do when you get bored at work today. You can clean your workspace up, polish up your resume, research your benefits, look for more education and training in the company, or you can do what most do. Just shop on the internet, I guess, huh? It's 7 o'clock on the noggin. Here's the news.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel may be signaling the start of a new phase of war with new airstrikes on southern Lebanon today. They follow a second day of electronic explosions targeting Hezbollah. The BBC's Hugo Bechega is in Beirut.
There was panic because many believed that no electronic device was safe. Hezbollah members stopped us a number of times, telling us to put down our phones, to not use our cameras.
More from correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The families of hostages held by Hamas believe attention is being diverted away from Gaza, and their loved ones will pay the price.
We, the people of Israel, choose the lives of the hostages. We don't want an all-out, never-ending war.
That's the worry of many following the attacks on Hezbollah's communication devices and Israel's resumption of airstrikes.
U.S. officials say Iranian hackers sent information stolen from Donald Trump's campaign to President Biden's over the summer. CBS's Nicole Skenga.
There's no evidence that the Biden team responded to those emails. The Biden campaign said it condemns any election interference in the strongest terms.
Former President Donald Trump hosted his first large rally since last Sunday's assassination attempt in New York last night.
These encounters with death have not broken my will. They have really given me a much bigger and stronger mission.
He also promised to deport millions of people who are in the country illegally. Vice President Harris spoke in an event for the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute.
How's that going to happen? Massive raids? Massive detention camps? What are they talking about?
Lawmakers in the House have defeated a temporary government spending bill tied to a mandate for proof of citizenship for Americans registering to vote. House Speaker Mike Johnson sponsored the legislation.
Congress has an obligation to fund the government, and Congress has an obligation to ensure that our elections are secure and fair and free.
The Lexington Herald reports a Kentucky couple behind the Hatfield and McCoy Museum are the ones who found the body of Joseph Couch, the man who allegedly shot five people on Interstate 75 this month. State Police Commissioner Philip Burnett.
The people of Laurel County can rest easy, much easier, knowing that this manhunt has now come to a conclusion.
Police in western Wisconsin say a 12-year-old boy used his hunting rifle to kill a 200-pound wounded black bear that was mauling his father near their cabin close to Siren. The dad came away with puncture wounds and cuts and needed stitches to reattach a flap of skin to his cheek. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Red Cross is helping a Racine family after a Hayes Avenue fire yesterday. Fire crews were called at just before noon yesterday, with them quickly bringing the fire under control and limiting the damage to the room where it started. Everyone was able to get out safely, including pets. In a statement, the Racine Fire Department is emphasizing the importance of closing doors to prevent smoke and fire spread. They remind people to close before you doze every night. Congressional candidate Peter Barca and others held a press conference yesterday to criticize Brian Stiles' stance on abortion. The former state revenue secretary and first district candidate Barca highlighted Stiles' support for overturning Roe versus Wade and his backing of a national abortion ban. The Center for Politics still lists the first as a likely Republican win for incumbent Brian Stiles. Caledonia hosts a Racine County tax talk tonight. The Village Hall boardroom will be where the community and officials will gather to talk about a proposed 0.5% sales tax. The initiative aims to address rising costs due to inflation and reduce state shared revenue. Additional sessions are planned in the upcoming weeks in Union Grove, Waterford, and the city of Racine. And a Kenosha County cleanup operation is set for Saturday. The Pike River cleanup is set to take place Saturday from 9 to noon at Petrifying Springs Park. People are invited to help come clean up the river. It's organized by the Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network and the Kenosha Sport Fishing and Conservation Association. There's more about how to get involved on the Kenosha County website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee. There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for four games beginning tonight to wrap up a seven-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week.
He was limited. He was limited.
Take that however you want.
Love said that he's taking everything a day at a time as he works back from an MCL sprain he suffered in the season opener.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I'm going to take the week and just take it day by day and see how it feels. But I'm not going to make any decision on that now. You know, I'm hopeful that I'll get to that point where I can get in there. But we're just going to take it day by day and see.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 80. Tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm, lows around 67. Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 79. Friday night, clear skies, a low of 62. Sunshine, 80 degrees on your Saturday. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, 65.
It's 57 at our studios.
Do you have a will? No, you don't have a will. You ain't got nothing to leave yet. No, you know why you need a will? Because it costs way too much money to bury somebody now. You don't want your fight. I don't want my wife and kids to spend a lot of money on me, get me in the ground. You know the average cost? Anybody know? $8,000 to $10,000 just to get somebody in the ground now. What a scam. Remember the old days? Grandma died. You bought her in the backyard. You buried her. Track housing ruined that. You can't sell your house to a family with a pet. 2 weeks later, what you got there, boy? Is that an artificial hip? Costs too much money. And you know what? These funeral directors, they're the worst. They will rip you off big time because, you know, you've lost your loved one. You're distraught. You go there, and that guy, he knows it. He takes advantage. You know, you're sitting there going, whatever it takes. Well, you're going to want extra padding in the casket. He's going to be down there a long time. Yo. You're right. You know. My father died years back, and I watched this guy sell my mother a $700 pillow. Yeah, you know, I didn't want to argue with her. She just lost her soulmate, but I kept thinking, geez, Mom, let's just take the one off the bed. It was his favorite. At the very least, let's go to Bed Bath & Beyond. That's why they call it that.
Home looking out the window and mad.
The Stones, Get Off My Cloud at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. And now it's time for for the green or the gold, our text to win contest on WRJN. This hour's keyword is, hold on, I got to open the envelope. Hold on. I'm getting there. Hold on. What is that tough envelope? It's really sealed. All right. Here it is. This hour's keyword is democracy. You know how to spell that? Yeah. Democracy. And since it's gold, you're playing for a 14-karat gold chain. Isn't that great? Here's what you do. You download the Civic Media app. Go to the App Store, wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app. Takes about 2 seconds. You'll find WRJN on there. And use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword democracy. Democracy. That's our keyword this hour, democracy. And you're playing for that 14-karat gold chain. Now, win or lose, everybody is in the running to get tickets, indoor club-level seats, to see the green and gold play in Green Bay December 23rd against New Orleans. So, once again, download the Civic Media app. Go to the App Store on your phone, your computer, wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app. Find WRJN. You'll see us there. And at the bottom, you'll see a text button. Just type in the word democracy and send it, and you're in the running. That easy, huh? All right, I like it. All right. Time for the Hall of Famers, the Zombies, time of the season here at WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this time to promised lands to show you. What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time?
Any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season. Like me, has he taken any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
News and timeless hits. WRJN. Hey, it's time to go for the green or the gold. Now, we just mentioned our text to win contest keyword this hour. I'll do it again in case you just missed it. You just got out of the shower and you said, I missed it. All right, let's do it again for you here. Download the Civic Media app, find WRJN, and use the text button to text the keyword this hour, democracy. Democracy. You're playing for a 14-karat gold chain, and you're also playing for tickets. Ah, Green Bay tickets here. A pair of indoor club-level seats to see the green and the gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Again, download the Civic Media app, click on WRJN, click on that text button, and text us democracy. That's the keyword this hour, okay? Hey, you know, the world has changed a lot since 2000 when everyone thought Y2K would cause computers to end humanity as we know it. Well, now AI will cause computers to end humanity as we know it. Someone posed this question on the internet. People born before 2000, what trivial skill do you have that no one uses anymore? Got a bunch of them here. The ability to rewind a cassette tape with a pencil. I still can do that. Proper grammar and punctuation. How to write cursive. Boy, that's a lost art, huh? How to use a rotary phone. I saw this YouTube video. They put a rotary phone in front of a teenager and asked him to make a call on it. He couldn't do it. How to fix CDs that skip. How to refold a paper map. Knowing how to load a roll of film into the camera. Knowing how to make audio and film edits by physically cutting and splicing the tape. Being able to parallel park without that backup camera. And programming a VCR. I'd like you to know that I could do all of those things. I mean, there's no use to do most of them anymore, but it's nice to know I can do it.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Let's talk about FOMO being a no-go when it comes to investing and managing your money. FOMO, F-O-M-O, means fear of missing out. Now, FOMO isn't all bad. I've known a couple Taylor Swift fans who FOMO'd their way to face value tickets and avoided the $1,000 aftermarket, like me. But when it comes to investing, FOMO can be toxic. History is pretty clear about this. Chasing trends that you hear about on TikTok or investing in hot stocks is not going to pan out over time the way a diversified portfolio of index funds will. I want to check in on my investments a few times a year and let time and compound interest work their magic. Okay, folks, for more Everyday Money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app. Go find WRJN. At the bottom of the page, you'll see a text button there. Text the keyword democracy this hour. You have until 8 o'clock to do it. Democracy. Text it, all right? Hey, Paul Harvey and the rest of the story coming up right after CCR and Fortunate Son here at WRJN.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hail to the chief. Some folks are born
about the Vietnam War. Yeah, at CCR. Fortunate Son at WRGN. Local news and timeless hits. And right now it's time for Paul Harvey and...
The rest of the story. Today's Broadway is a dingy, narrow street echoing with resplendent memories. But once upon a time, it was a glittering, magical boulevard nicknamed the Great White Way, where two theatrical producers conceived a fabulous show called Girl Crazy. The producers were Alex Ahrens and Vinton Friedley. Their cast was filled with new faces, promising talents. Among them was Virginia McMath. Broadway's next big star, insiders predicted. Rehearsals for Girl Crazy began at the Alvin Theater in August of 1930. Everything in the show shaped up quickly, except for one song and dance number they called Embraceable You. Producer Alex Ahrens, watching the early rehearsals, became nervous. Embraceable You was just too important a sequence to throw away. What was the problem, he demanded. The show's dance director shook his head, complained that he simply could not get the hang of it. So, the fretting producer made an urgent phone call to a friend named Austerlitz, a brilliant choreographer with a special gift for diagnosing flaws in song and dance routines. Now, it's 4 o'clock that afternoon. Mr. Austerlitz arrived at the Alvin Theater and strode up to the mezzanine where Embraceable You was rehearsing. Virginia McMath's partner for the number was a fellow named Alan Kearns. Mr. Austerlitz requested that they start from the top. Virginia and her partner began. It was a very nice number, really, particularly well executed, but something was missing. Mr. Austerlitz scratched his chin, frowning. And then he said, try this in the opening. And he demonstrated a subtle little dance move. Virginia and her partner tried it, but still, something was, well, not quite right. No, this is what I mean, Mr. Austerlitz said. And Mr. Austerlitz, approaching Virginia, took her in his arms. That's when the magic happened. Virginia's partner watched wide-eyed as she and Mr. Austerlitz glided about the mezzanine floor. Now, at last, everything was right. Everything was perfect. Virginia McMath and Alan Kearns, with a dazzling memory of that magical demonstration emblazoned in their minds, would perform Embraceable You to an enthusiastic ovation on opening night, and to ovations for the remainder of the show's long, successful run. But all who had seen Virginia and Mr. Austerlitz rehearse on the mezzanine that August afternoon agreed that no other partner with whom she would ever perform could ever compare. For once upon a time, a dapper young choreographer took a beautiful young Broadway ingenue in his arms, and heaven and earth stood still, as they would for years thereafter. For Mr. Austerlitz and Virginia McMath would meet again in Hollywood, and they would make a movie together. And then they would make many movies together, sweeping audiences away into gossamer dreams of incomparable beauty. Of course, you remember Mr. Austerlitz, Frederick Austerlitz as Fred Astaire, and Virginia McMath as Ginger Rogers. And of course, you've seen them dance together. Now I hope you'll forever remember the first time, now that you know the rest of the story.
Oh, yeah, I guessed that one. You know, I actually guessed it. Yeah. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRGN, give us a call during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category-exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Want to hear another one? All right. Cindy Huber's got another one, a different one, coming up at 12:05 this afternoon. Right here on WRJN, where you hear local news and timeless hits. How about some of that local news right now? Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Bradford and Kenosha was a recent target, with a West Dallas high school facing an issue this week, too. Schools in the state are dealing with a new wave of threats, with the Wisconsin Department of Justice reporting unverified threats to dozens of districts. The State Office of School Safety has logged over 100 threats in this current wave. Investigators have yet to identify those making all the calls. Dozens of threat calls last year were determined to have come from outside the country.
A Racine County resident fell victim to an elaborate online dating scam, losing $2,000 in the process. Caledonia Police says the scam began on the dating app Plenty of Fish. After a harmless chat, they say the scammer claimed they were underage and that they'd go to the cops if they weren't given money. Despite warnings from the cash app, the victim attempted to pay $10,000 to the suspect before successfully sending $2,000. There's a pep rally tomorrow, and the team store is stocked with NL Central Championship gear. The Milwaukee Brewers still have a couple games left in the regular season, with postseason tickets part of the event tomorrow morning at the ballpark. What's called a drive-through pep rally is tomorrow from 6 to 9 at AmFam Field. There'll be giveaways and a chance to buy postseason tickets. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, you're seeing how dry it is around Wisconsin in the month of September. That dry weather causing issues with transportation on the Mississippi River. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, water levels are down on the Mississippi River and its tributaries. This is the third year in a row where our transportation artery has been compromised. Mike Steenhook is executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, and he says this low water level is felt in the marketplace a couple different ways.
Number one is the ability to put a lot of tonnage in individual barges. And then number two, the ability to attach multiple barges all together to form one single unit. And then you have the towboat pushing it from the back. And when you have low water conditions, it has an impact on channel depth and on channel width. And so you no longer can put as much tonnage per barge because you're concerned about scraping the bottom, even having a grounding. And then when you have less water, the shipping channel becomes more narrow. So you don't have the luxury of attaching all these barges together to form one single unit.
Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, explaining some of the details that they've got to work around when water levels are this low on the Mississippi River and their tributaries. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Thursday morning still in the red ink. Numbers are next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Well, yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained another 5¾ cents to 262¼. 40-pound block cheese down 3¼ to 24½. AA butter dropped 8, back down to $3.50 per pound. This morning in Chicago, the October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 3, 23.57 a hundredweight. December corn's down 2 at 4.11. November beans are unchanged at 10.14. And December wheat's down a nickel at 5.71. There's your market update on a Thursday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 80. Tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm, lows around 67. Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 79. Friday night, clear skies, a low of 62. Sunshine, 80 degrees on your Saturday. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, 65.
It's 60 at our studios.
So I wrote a movie last year, but I just assumed that I would just write it, and then they would cast like a beautiful actress like Kate Upton or like Middleton, like a Kate, you know. But they were like, no, we want you to be in the movie, but stop eating. I was like, okay. They were like, you promise? I was like, oh my God, like I don't even like food. I was just bored. They got me a trainer, like a real, like he trains like Megan Fox and like actual foxes. And And he's like going over my new meal plan with me. And I'm like, like, I've got to stop you here. Like, it sounds like from what you're saying, like, at times I'll be hungry. I'm like, what's that about? And he explained to me, like, yes, some people, like, are hungry sometimes. And I was like, that's crazy. I've never said these words. I've never been the girl who's like, oh, my God, I forgot to have lunch today. Like, what? If anything, I'm like, oh, my God, I had two lunches today.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I died. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward
And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
My wife and I went to the place where the music died. Right there in Clear Lake, Iowa, in that farm field where the plane went down with Buddy Holly, Richard Valens, and the Big Bopper. And it's really a really solemn place to be. Hey, Ascension All Saints is hosting a family health night and American Heart Association Heart and Stroke Walk. It's today from 3 to 6:30 p.m. Participants can join the Ascension All Saints team and walk to raise awareness for stroke and heart disease. They'll offer a one-mile loop around the campus. Participants can make as many loops as they'd like. In addition, they'll be hosting a family health night. They'll have activities for the whole family. Kiddies and parents, bring your teddy bear for a checkup at their teddy bear clinic. They'll have games for the kids, flu shots, health resources for all ages. And get this, a Flight for Life demonstration scheduled for 4:30 right there by the helipad. So check it out today. It's the Ascension All Saints team walk to raise awareness for stroke and disease and the health night tonight. Now it runs from 3 to 6:30. 3 to 6:30, and that's right there today at Ascension on Spring Street. Hey, don't forget, it's still on this hour. We're still playing our game. It's the I don't know where my head is this morning. It's our green or gold text to win contest here on WRJN. This hour's keyword is democracy. Democracy. Just go to the App Store wherever you get your apps. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't already. Find WRJN on the app. And at the bottom, you'll see a text button. Type in the word democracy and text it for your chance to win a 14-karat gold necklace today. And win or lose, you'll be in the running for club-level seats indoors to see the green and the gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. Again, text that keyword on the Civic Media app today. It's democracy.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Temptations. Ain't too proud to beg. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. 7:50, looking for sunshine today with a high near 80. Right now it's 64 degrees and sunny right here at Radio Park. Well, Entertainment Weekly put together a list of the 50 best teen movies of all time. They went back pretty far, too, to the beginning of teen movies to find them. These are the top 10. Number 10, The Breakfast Club. Preceded by Back to the Future, Footloose, The Outsiders, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That's a good movie. Remember Mr. Hand in that film? Rock and Roll High School with PJ Souls, number 5. Grease, number 4. Cooley High, number 3. I thought this was one of the best. American Graffiti at number 2. And number 1, James Dean and Natalie Wood in Rebel Without a Cause from 1955. The top 10 greatest teen movies.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We carry CDs, some cassettes, bargain section, buy one, get one free, and a little of this and a little of that. Splendid time is guaranteed for all. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, a little village of Sturtevant, Highway 11. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Sometimes people know that a little bit better. I always tell folks, if I suggest something to you, you take it home and you hate it, bring it back.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
the Beatles come together. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Going to be a beautiful sunny day today with a high near 80, 64 degrees right now in sunshine here at Radio Park. It's gorgeous out there. Hey, here's your final minute or so to go for the gold or the green. Text to win contest at WRJN. Our keyword this hour, democracy. On the Civic Media app, find WRJN. Go to the bottom of the screen. You see text. Type in democracy. And that's it for this hour. Our next text to win keyword will be given to you by Cindy Huber at 11 a.m. this morning. She's got one at 1 p.m. and Kurt Ballman's got one at 4 p.m. this afternoon. So keep listening for your chance to win some great prizes in our statewide text to win contest at WRJN. BuzzFeed put together a list of supposed threats that have terrified us for years, but are actually pretty harmless. Thinking you go to prison if you ripped off that tag on your pillow or mattress, the one that says, don't remove or no penalty of law. You know, I remember my mother being so frightful of that thing falling off, like a SWAT team was going to come to our house, kick down the door and say, Mrs. Rosen, we've been watching you for years. We finally got you. Worrying that swallowed gum would stay in your stomach for 7 years. My mother never gave it a number, but she said, don't swallow the gum. You'll never get rid of it. And thinking that that ceiling fan could fall on you if you left it on while sleeping. You know what? I still think it can. I watch it at night. I say, oh, yeah, that baby's coming down. It's 8 o'clock on the nose. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here.